We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
Thank heaven for our beautiful world.
For the birds that soar in the immense sky.
For the precious flora that adorns our earth in an exquisite array of colors.
For the awe-inspiring and majestic sceneries.
And for all the amazing animals, our co-inhabitants, that generously share their beauty and unconditional love.
Blessed are we to be guests on this magnificent planet.
In deep gratitude, may all creations thrive in peace and dignity.
Under the merciful grace and protection of our Creator.
Nice snack, huh?
Welcome, Veg Embracing viewers, to Noteworthy News, constructive news for a better world.
Constructive news for a peaceful world. Our programs are broadcast 24 hours a day and 7 days a week on 14 satellite platforms that reach hundreds of millions of households around the world. In Europe, Eurobird 1 at 28.5 degrees east, Astra 1 and Hotbird 6. In England, Wales, Scotland, Northern Ireland and the Republic of Ireland, Sky TV channel 835. Australia and New Zealand, Optus D2, Africa, Intelsat 10K U-band and Intelsat 10 C-band, the Middle East and Northern Africa, Eurobird 2 and Hotbird 6, Asia, Intelsat 10 C-band, ABS, AsiaSat 5 and AsiaSat 3S, North America, Galaxy 19, Central and South America, Hispasat 1C and Intelsat 805.
In addition, Supreme Master Television is available on the following 77 cable and IPTV networks, as well as 18 online video channels of live streaming and on-demand programs.
In Cameroon, in Bamenda, channel 26 on Cameroon Cable Network Plus. In Limbe and Environ, channel 40 on CietSat. In Douala, channel 56 on Vision Cable TV. In Buea, channel 57 on Medium Network Service or MNS. And in Kumba, channel 23 on Siet Kumba. In Bafut, channel 1 on Basikam Bafut. In Bafusam, channel 30 on Blondel Sat. And in Adea, channel 37 on Etablissement Arcelna.
In Brazil, in Sao Gonçalo, Rio de Janeiro, channel 19 on TV Costa Verde.
In Bogota, Colombia. In Bella Vista Noroccidental, La Estrada, La Estadita, Ciudad Onda, and Bosque Popular, channel 16 on Parabólica Bella Vista. In Villa Mayor, in Eladaños, channel 44 on Villa Vision de Villa Mayor. In Ciudad de la Ciudad Tunal, channel 31 on Aso Parabólica Tunal Cable Company. In Localidad Engativa, UPZ, Boyacá Real, Las Ferias, and Santa Cecilia. Channel 43 on Tele Boyacá Real Cable Company. In channel 62 on Telemorisco Cable Company. In Candelaria La Nueva, San Francisco, and Arborizadora, channel 46 on TV Candelaria Cable Company.
In Localidad 9, Chapinero, Kilometro 5.5 La Calera, channel 51 on Cima TV Cable Company. In Localidad Fontibón and Localidad Barrios Unidos, channel 41 on Telelunidos. In Kennedy, channel 55 on Litemar. In Zona 10, channel 52 on Tele 10. In Nuevo Kennedy 1, 2, and 3, Paraíso, Casablanca 32 and 33, Urbanización 25, 26, and 27, channel 43 on Pacanuc. In Zona 10, Engativa 10 Barrios, channel 29 on Tele Reliquia. And in Ciudad Bolívar, channel 73 on ATV La Estancia.
And in Costa Rica, in Teleran, Nuevo Arenal and La Fortuna de la San Carlos, channel 20 on Cable Arenal del Lago, SAA.
In the Dominican Republic, Interio El Rio in Las Palmas, Channel 81 on División Visión. In Constanza, Channel 81 on Telecable Mi Cabaña. And in Provincia María Trinidad Sánchez, Channel 85 on TDN. In Distrito Nacional and Provincia Santo Domingo, Channel 88 Analog System and Channel 288 Digital System on Éxito Visión. In Las Matas de Farfán, Channel 31 on Matos Aguas Vivas Televisión. In Santo Domingo Norte, Distrito Nacional, and Santo Domingo Oeste, Channel 46 on Telecable Dominicano. And in Provincia de Higüey, Channel 30 on TV Arco Iris. In Sabana de la Mar, Channel 72 on Hodetel.
In Paraguay, in Miami, Channel 24 on Video Cable. In Encarnación, Channel 03 on Itaqua Cable Visión. In Santa Rosa del Aguaray, Channel 21 on Cable Visión. In Chore, Channel 27 on Chore Video Cable. In Santaní, Channel 30 on Tapiracuay Cable Company. In Orqueta, Channel 32 on Dalmoa S.A. In Asunción, Channel 70 on TIT Cable TV. In Mingaguasu, Channel 44 on TV Cable Mingaguasu. In Hernandarias, Channel 41 on TV Cable Hernandarias. And in Ciudad del Este, Channel 66 on TV Cable Paraná.
In Formosa or Taiwan, nationwide on Channel 85 on Multimedia On Demand of Zhonghua Telecom. On Green Island, Channel 61 on Huanyu Cable. In Taipei City, Channel 112 on NetWave Cable TV. In Taipei County, Channel 95 on Mangrove Cable TV, Yongjiale Cable TV, and Global View Cable TV. In Kaohsiung County, Channel 95 on Phoenix Cable TV. In Yilan County, Channel 95 on Union Cable TV. In Hualien County, Channel 106 on Dongya Cable TV and Hualien Cable TV.
In Penghu County, Channel 3 on Penghu Cable TV. In Jingmen County, Channel 102 on Mingcheng Cable TV. In Taidong County, Channel 106 on Dongtai Cable TV. In Jiayi County, Channel 97 on Guosheng Cable TV. And in Puozi City, Channel 90 on Dayang Cable TV. In Jiayi City, Channel 97 on CYC CATV Cable Company. And in Yunling County, Channel 108 in Dolio City on Jialian Cable TV. And Channel 108 in Yuncheng Township on Beigang Cable TV. In Tainan County, Channel 106 on Xinyong'an Cable TV.
In Mongolia, in Hoft Province, Channel 21 on Khan Altai Cable TV. In Internet City, Channel 26 on Kha Tengger Cable TV. On Channel 50 on Himor Cable TV. In Supaktar, Saleng Province, Channel 30 on Mini Mongol. In Darkhan Ul Province, Channel 8 on Darkhan Broadcasting System, and Channel 44 on Kha Cable Company. In the capital city of Ulaanbaatar, Channel 47 on Supervision, Channel 65 on Orange Cable Company, Channel 12 on MNBC Television or Mongolian Digital Broadcasting, and in Bainzarh in Khan Ul District, Channel 25 on Khimor Cable TV, in Khutur on Channel 21 through the cable provider Gun Narin, in Andarkhan City in Henti Province, Channel 23 on Sunbird Company, and in Sunshine City in Tonokop Province, Channel 25 on Sun Power Company. In Thailand, in Ratchaburi Province, Channel 71 on Ratchaburi Cable TV.
In Germany, in parts of Schleswig-Holstein and Hamburg on Wilhelm Tell, and in Hamburg on Willy Tell, using channel search for Supreme Master TV. In the Netherlands, Channel 30 on Recam Cable Network. And in Slovenia, Channel 73 on T2 Slovenia.
Supreme Master Television is also accessible online at www.suprememastertv.com with high-quality video and streaming audio broadcast, as well as live mobile TV streaming on Windows smartphones and iPhones. We have subtitles for all shows. Currently, up to 42 languages are available. For your special language, please visit www.suprememastertv.com/subtitles.
In today's news, Lord Buddha's sacred birthplace in Lumbini, Nepal is to be protected. In good governance news, Rwanda distributes free cell phones to save lives. In animal news, a United Kingdom organization trains seizure alert dogs to help people with epilepsy. All this and more on Supreme Master Television, your constructive global TV channel.
Today, September 4th, is the birthday of internationally prominent Israeli singer-songwriter and guitarist, Mr. David Broza, born in Haifa in 1955. he is renowned for his unique blending of various cultures' musical styles. In addition, Mr. Broza is recognized for his gift of turning some of the world's most acclaimed poetry into songs. Performing for 30 years, he has toured the world, becoming a multi-platinum artist, releasing works in Hebrew, Spanish, and English. Some of his famous albums include Away From Home and The Woman By My Side. Mr. Broza is also a peace advocate and a United Nations Educational, Scientific, and Cultural Organization Goodwill Ambassador. Our appreciation, David Broza, for your outstanding music and dedication to a harmonious world. We wish you a very happy birthday with heaven's blessings.
Fly-in news. Fatal landslide strikes southwest China. Over 1,000 rescuers are desperately digging for 33 missing people after a landslide hit a village in Yunnan Province's Baoshan City late on Wednesday, September 2nd. At least 15 people perished, but despite rains hindering rescue work, police, firemen, and soldiers have been able to save 23 people. Personnel are evacuating people to safer places, and tents, quilts, clothes, and first aid materials have been sent to the disaster site, which is being disinfected by some 120 medical workers also working to treat the injured. According to the city government, efforts are being made to restore power supplies and the damaged telecommunications system, while a team of geologists is investigating the cause of the landslide and ways to prevent potential further disaster. Our appreciation, Chinese officials and personnel, for your professional and caring endeavors. It saddens us to know of the lives lost as we pray for the safe welfare of the missing, and that such tragedies may soon be a thing of the past as our eco-conscious actions help foster planetary stability.
Russian fires claim more lives. On Thursday, September 2nd, two newly sparked blazes resulted in at least five fatalities and over a dozen hospitalizations as almost 500 buildings were destroyed and many more damaged in more than 20 settlements throughout the Volgograd and Saratov provinces of Russia. The Emergencies Ministry has stated that more than 700 people were evacuated, with shelters set up for those displaced by the disaster. With some 2,500 firefighters working to contain the flames, President Dmitry Medvedev instructed that the fires should be stopped by all means possible, as he and Prime Minister Vladimir Putin also assured a financial compensation to rebuild damaged or destroyed homes. Wildfires across the nation since July, which have been mainly ignited by a relentless record-setting heat wave, have claimed over 50 lives and destroyed entire villages as well as 12 million hectares of land. Our gratefulness, Your Excellencies, and all emergency crews for your timely efforts to assist the Russian people in need. We send sympathies for the lives lost and pray for a more balanced ecosphere to soon be restored through humanity's greater kindness toward the environment.
South Korea pummeled by typhoon. Typhoon Kompasu struck central South Korea on Thursday, September 2nd, claiming at least four lives and causing many people to seek first aid, filling the emergency rooms of capital city Seoul's main hospitals. As the strongest storm to hit the Seoul area in 15 years, the typhoon brought powerful wind gusts that broke windows of homes as it toppled trees, streetlights, and scaffolding, while also heavily damaging fruit farms and rice paddies. At least 130,000 homes in South Chungcheong and South Jeolla provinces, as well as the southwestern city of Gwangju, experienced power outages. Airports nationwide canceled 128 flights, and service on several subway lines and railway routes was suspended. The National Emergency Management Agency stated that 29,000 government officials, soldiers, and volunteers were working to return normal functions to the region.
South Korean government, agencies, and medical personnel, we are thankful for your swift and efficient measures to aid the injured and restore the regularity of fellow citizens' daily lives. Our sincere sympathies to those who have lost loved ones as we pray that our world may soon be protected from such weather extremities as humanity strives for gentler stewardship of the earth.
Supreme Master Qinghai wants to convey this message of gratitude to all governments, organizations, and relief workers from every corner of the world. Thank you all the international and national help that brings care and necessities to afflicted victims. Thank you all the relief workers for taking time and forsaking your own comfort, even traveling great distance on unfavorable roads and conditions to bring love and assistance to people in time of need. May heaven bless you abundantly for your generosity and noble sacrifice.
Palestinian and Israeli leaders pledge peace agreement within a year.
I'm very pleased to be here today to begin our common effort to achieve a lasting peace between Israelis and Palestinians.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu met on Thursday, September 2nd in Washington, D.C., USA with U.S. President Barack Obama and Secretary of State Hillary Clinton with the goal of restarting direct peace negotiations. They were joined by His Majesty King Abdullah II of Jordan, Egyptian President Hosni Mubarak, and former British Prime Minister Tony Blair, who all expressed their support for the advancement of the peace process.
For too long, too many people of the region have been denied their most basic of human rights, the right to live in peace and security, respected in their human dignity, enjoying freedom and opportunity. If hopes are disappointed again, the price of failure will be too high for all. Our peoples want us to rise to their expectations. And we can do so if we approach these negotiations with goodwill, sincerity, and courage.
The two leaders agreed to bi-weekly meetings starting September 14th until a final agreement is reached. Remarking on their meetings, Prime Minister Netanyahu stated,
I'm prepared to walk down the path of peace because I know what peace would mean for our children and for our grandchildren. I know it would herald a new beginning that could unleash unprecedented opportunities for Israelis, for Palestinians, and for the peoples, all the peoples of our region, and well beyond our region. I think it would affect the world.
President Abbas conveyed a similarly cooperative spirit as he said, We stand from here to reach a peace that will end the conflict, that will meet all the demands and start a new era between the Israeli and the Palestinian people.
Our respectful congratulations, Your Excellencies, on this historic new beginning, as we also thank the United States and all other governments and dignitaries involved for their diplomatic support. May your upcoming meetings go smoothly for a soon outcome of harmonious coexistence and lasting peace for all Israeli and Palestinian citizens.
Turkey renews relations with Greece. The two countries have gradually been reversing a centuries-old discord, thanks in part to a Turkish approach known as the zero-problem outlook toward her neighbors, which has specifically brought about improved relations with Greece since 2002. On Tuesday, August 31st, Turkey's Foreign Minister Ahmet Davutoglu announced that as part of efforts to revise the nation's national security policy, restrictions toward Greece were being lifted. The same day, he welcomed Greek Deputy Minister of Foreign Affairs Dimitrios Drukas to watch the Turkish-Greek basketball match, after which Minister Davutoglu stated, Of course we are proud of the victory of our team, but beyond this, it is friendship that won in the match. The Turkish government has also indicated that similar changes in policy may occur with countries such as Russia, Iran, and Iraq. Your Excellencies, Turkey and Greece, we salute your resuming of amicable relations. May the warm-hearted people of both your countries flourish in prosperity and friendship.
Fewer capital punishment crimes proposed in China. Chinese top legislation has prepared a draft revision to the country's criminal law that would eliminate at least 10 crimes that are now considered punishable by death, as well as disallowing capital punishment for people 75 years and above. The draft is being submitted for approval to the National People's Congress. Meanwhile, the Supreme People's Court and Supreme People's Procuratorate on Tuesday, August 31st, published a judicial interpretation that ensures the appeal process for death penalty cases will be respected on behalf of the inmate appealing. Once an appeal is submitted, the process will not be halted. Thanks to the appeal process itself, which was instituted in 2007, up to 15% of death penalties have been overturned each year. We appreciate these fair and humane decisions in the Chinese judicial system and look forward to the day that such clemency is the norm as countries worldwide protect and honor all life.
Puppy saves boy from swarm of bees. When 9-year-old Richie Bragg of Ohio, USA encountered a swarm of bees in his yard, he was stung 4 times on his foot while running for the house. It was then that his young 18-week-old dog, Pinky, came to the rescue by distracting and diverting the bees so that he could escape. Richie, who has a blood condition and could face medical emergency if he was stung further, made it back inside the house while the swarm of bees stayed with Pinky. Swollen all over from 40 bee stings, Pinky was rushed to the local animal hospital for treatment, and she is now nearly recovered. Crediting the boxer puppy for his rescue, Richie said, "Pinky, you really saved my life." A big bravo, Pinky, for your courage and loyalty in diverting the bees to save your beloved human friend. May you and Richie be fully restored to health and enjoy many years of cherished companionship together.
For her self-sacrificing act of love, Supreme Master Ching Hai is honoring Pinky with the Shining World Hero Award, along with $200 for vegan snacks.
Save our planet. Africa's growing humanitarian threat due to climate change. According to the UN Food and Agriculture Organization, or FAO, the once vast Lake Chad has shrunk 90% over the past four decades, threatening the lives of up to 30 million people with hunger, conflict, and migration. Residing in an area that forms a natural border for the countries of Cameroon, Chad, Niger, and Nigeria, the surface area of the lake has gone from 25,000 square kilometers in 1960 to just 2,500 today, according to the Chadian government, which will be hosting the 8th World Forum for Sustainable Development in October with a theme of Saving Lake Chad.
Canadian Parliament member Glenn Pearson, who has been working to help Sudanese refugees since 1998, has been calling for climate change mitigation to prevent a large humanitarian catastrophe in the Lake Chad and other African regions. With the support of the Canadian government, Mr. Pearson was among the first to assist the refugees emerging from the conflict in Darfur, Sudan, another region afflicted by water shortage, adopting three Sudanese orphans.
The people who are coming out of Darfur into the area in which we work, they're not complaining so much about the political situation. They complain that they can't find water. Lake Chad is dried up. Just since we started going there in 1998, the wells are now about 6 feet lower than they were before. Much of that water is polluted now because the cattle come into the rivers. The rains are coming far later.
According to the United Nations Environment Program, or UNEP, half of Lake Chad's shrinkage is due to climate change and the other half by agricultural abuses, including livestock overgrazing and unsustainable irrigation. With acute hunger already a serious problem in Chad and Niger, Mr. Pearson, a caring vegetarian, cautioned that the possibility of hundreds of millions of environmental refugees in Africa and beyond must be prevented through efforts to stop climate change, with the United Nations also urging better water management.
Not just in Africa, but in Asia. Over 200 million people will be traveling, moving. They're not going to know where the borders are. It doesn't matter if I help them catch rain off of a roof. If, on the other hand, I'm polluting in my own country, when it's the people that Africa that suffer from me doing it, right? If I really believe in helping the people of Africa, I'll stop pumping carbon into the air, because that's the place where it affects the most. Because then in the end, that climate change will produce 230 million refugees, and I'm really scared about that.
We appreciate Member of Parliament Glenn Pearson, Canada and United Nations agencies, for your concerned wish to assist the African people. We pray that through such concerted actions to alleviate global warming and stabilize the environment, precious waters like Lake Chad may be restored.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has often reminded of the changes necessary for averting climate change and humanitarian crises, as in a September 2009 climate change video conference in Peru.
Some countries and communities have to cope with worsened drought situations. Their rivers and lakes are drying up or completely gone. So how can we handle the mass migration of tens of millions of people all at once due to desertification, the rising sea levels, or the permanent loss of crop fields? The smartest way would be to stop the worsening of global warming by being vegan. It sounds very simple, but it is the best solution, the most effective, and the effect of it will be felt almost immediately.
Save Our Planet. Perth, Australia reports its coldest winter for overnight temperatures, as well as the second driest winter on record, with many crops devastated by the just 256 millimeters of rain.
save our planet, to protect old-growth forests and freshwater supplies, as well as ease global warming, 7 U.S. states and 4 Canadian provinces create the Western Climate Initiative, with a regional goal of reducing carbon emissions 15% from 2005 levels by 2020.
Save our planet. More than 400 have died from heat stroke in Japan so far this summer, with the Japan Meteorological Agency reporting August is likely the nation's hottest month since 1946, linking it to climate change.
Warning news. A new report by a coalition of U.S. environmental groups shows that the ash waste from coal-fired power plants in the USA is contaminating drinking and surface water with heavy metals far beyond acceptable safety levels.
Hello, it's me, Carne the Guanaco, here with my mom. And we're following a compassionate vegan diet.
We'd like to share a tip on getting an inexpensive toy for your feline companion.
Your playful cat friend can have fun moving and chasing a ping pong ball, especially on non-carpeted surfaces.
However, if you also have canine friends in the area, please watch to make sure they don't put the ball in their mouths. Accidentally swallowing it could be very dangerous.
Many thanks for being veg and going green to save the planet.
Thank you for your attention, and here's the weather around our globe.
In cultural news, Lord Buddha's sacred birthplace in southern Nepal is to be protected. Japan and the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, or UNESCO, are working together to conserve Lumbini, a World Heritage Site declared in 1997. Funded by Japan, the project will include preserving the marker stone, which denotes the precise location of Lord Buddha's birth. The nativity sculpture and a commemorative stone column constructed by the Indian Emperor Ashoka, a dedicated vegetarian, will also be safeguarded. Our sincere appreciation, Japan and the United Nations Educational, Scientific and Cultural Organization, for collaborating to ensure this holy site is secure for present and future generations. May Lord Buddha's compassion and light continue to forever bless our world.
In good governance news, Rwanda distributes free cell phones to save lives.
Almost 500 volunteer healthcare workers in the rural Musanzi district in the northern part of the country have been given the mobile phones.
They will be used to help monitor the health of expectant mothers. Any questions or updates are sent via text message to the local clinic and receive responses within minutes. Called the Rapid Short Message Service, or SMS Project, it was developed in collaboration with 3 United Nations organizations to increase maternal survival rates. Our earnest thankfulness, Rwanda and United Nations agencies, for supporting the well-being of future mothers. May all births be graced with an abundance of bright beginnings and loving tomorrows. Coming up on Noteworthy News, canines trained to predict seizures are 100% accurate. There's a dog at the door. We'll be right back. Please stay tuned for more worthwhile news on Supreme Master Television.
Welcome back to Noteworthy News, viable news for a habitable world. In animal news, seizure alert dogs help people with epilepsy enhance their quality of life. The non-profit Sheffield Support Dogs of the United Kingdom trains canines to signal their caregivers before a seizure will happen. This gives the person time to move to a safe area or come back home. Miss Tony Brown Griffin's dog companion, AJ, alerts her of a seizure by licking her left hand. She states, "He's 100% accurate. He doesn't miss seizures, and that's given me a lot of confidence." Our heartfelt gratitude, Sheffield Support Dogs, for your life-supporting work. Bravo, AJ, and all other intelligent and compassionate working canines. May you have many joyful years while engaged in your vital service to humanity. With heaven's manifold blessings.
Please join us for a joke, told in Tamil, entitled Baking Assistant.
கேக் செய்து கொண்டிருந்த விவசாயியின் மனைவிக்கு தனது 10 வயது மகள் உதவி செய்து கொண்டிருந்தாள். அப்போது பொலா என்று தன் மகளை அழைத்து, அந்த கேக் தயாராகிவிட்டதா என்று பார்த்துவிட்டு ஒரு கத்தியை எடுத்து அதில் கரைப்படியாமல் வெட்டிப்பார் என்றாள் விவசாயியின் மனைவி. சில நிமிடங்கள் கழித்து பாலா தன் அம்மாவிடம், கத்தியின் மேல் கரையே படியாமல் வெட்டினேன், கரைப்படிந்த கத்திகள் அனைத்தையும் அதிலேயே விட்டுவிட்டேன் என்று கூறினாள்.
And now for our viewers' hotline.
For over 10 years, I have been a vegan, and this is the most important step in my life. Every day, Master Ching Hai inspires and gives me power. I feel that the most meaningful way to thank her is by working every day concerning enlightenment of all the people. Thank you, Master, for everything. I wish a vegan world. This is Lava from Pazardzhik, Bulgaria.
Virtuous Desislava, thank you for your inspiring message. Supreme Master Ching Hai's divine presence on our planet is a blessing beyond words. Sharing the vegan message to save humanity's higher selves and our precious Earth is a beautiful way to show our gratitude and help uplift our planet. May God's light illuminate you and your elevated Bulgarian fellow citizens.
Supreme Master Ching Hai has a message specially for you. God bless your noble and loving soul. Love you forever, Ching Hai.
Do you have a heartline today? We welcome your heartlines and stories. You can send them to heartline@suprememastertv.com, the address on your screen, or visit suprememastertv.com/heartline. Thank you for your company on Noteworthy News.
May you be graced with a cheerful heart and giving spirit.
The world is full of good news.
The following are just a few.
Visiting Poland as the first ever Russian politician to participate in the annual Council of Polish Ambassadors, Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov speaks of his country's wish to foster amicable relations between the two neighbors.
The European Union provides an additional $60 million to the African Union Mission to Somalia, or AMISOM, to support the country's transitional government in efforts toward peaceful reconciliation between all groups and the central government.
Colombia's President Juan Manuel Santos and Brazilian President Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva witnessed the signing of agreements to strengthen their country's cooperation in technology, environment, and security, as well as overall unity and regional stability.
Romanian researchers discover an entirely new type of cell called the telocyte, which appears to function in a similar way to stem cells and may help in the regeneration and repair of human body cells and organs such as the heart.
Viewing an aging carbon star 500 light-years from Earth, the European Space Agency's Herschel Space Observatory discovers hot water vapor in its atmosphere, a place once thought to be impossible for water to form.
The United Nations Conference on Trade and Development expects that international sales of certified organic produce will increase to 52 billion euros by 2012 from 30 billion euros in 2006.
During a meeting with the European Commission President, José Manuel Barroso, the newly elected Polish President, Bronisław Komorowski, pledges to work towards strengthening the country's cooperation and integration with the European Union.
India's Malavia National Institute of Technology is the first in Jaipur, India, to comply with the Supreme Court suggestions to build ramps and provide wheelchairs for students in need.
A report from the UN Conference on Trade and Development states that despite adversities faced by the Palestinian people and the region, national income in 2009 grew 6.8%, while unemployment rates declined 1.6%.
Out of 400 couples participating, Argentina's Diego Ortega and Japan's Chizuko Kuomoto won first prize at 8th Tango Dance World Championship held in Buenos Aires, Argentina.
We thank all reporters, journalists, photographers, camera persons, individuals, groups, companies, everywhere in the world, for all your contributions of news that bring hope to humans and animals, thus uplifting the atmosphere of our planet. May heaven bless your noble endeavors and protect you always, especially while on duty.
For more details,
please visit www.suprememastertv.com/NWN.